blog.ericmhunter.net. Review scores. Popular developer releases game. Game receives praise. Said popular developer releases two more, creating a popular game franchise. Said developer releases one more game in popular franchise unexpectedly. Game is reviewed by hundreds, giving more positive scores. A mega corporate newspaper reviews game and gives it a poor score. Internet is outraged, requesting mega corporate newspaper to remove score. In short, this is what is happening right now with the Washington Post writer and his review of the latest in the Uncharted series by developer Naughty Dog. Throughout the internet review spheres, Uncharted 4 is a lovable, adventurous entry. To Michael Thompson, it is the fourth part in a series that should have ended after part one. This score, a 40 out of 100 that was sent to Metacritic from the Washington Post, is now set in stone amongst the rest of the raving reviews, and the internet is outraged. Even to the point of Uncharted voice actor Troy Baker signing a petition asking for Washington Post to take the review down. So why does all this matter? It's just one man's opinion, right? It can't really hold that much weight. But it does, and the internet has amplified that to a thousandfold. But much like anything else, the internet will forget and move on to the next unimportant scandal. But it brings up the true importance of game review scores. In the beginning, it was considered a final word on a game review. After a full, detailed, insightful exposé, a simple number or sets of numbers, typically 5, 10, or 100, would be given. You could use this as a simple reminder when you're standing at your big box deciding on which game to purchase. As time wore on, these review scores started carrying far more weight, to the point that people didn't even read the review, then just looked at the review score, and developers were being paid bonuses if their game reached a certain number. Like everything else, the score will be forgotten, and only the gravity of the game itself will remain. No one will remember poor Troy Baker and his online petition. No one will remember what Thompson said in his review of Grand Theft Auto V because it's in the Washington Post. What score did GamePro give Shaq Fu for the Super Nintendo? Do a Google search. 4.13 out of 5. It appeared in GamePro November 1994, page 124. Shaq Fu, a 4.13 out of 5. And that Google search won't show you the site that GamePro put up in lieu of the review in their magazine. You'll find other sites referencing it. GamePro mattered in 1994. They were one of the few leading voices in video game reviews, same as Ultra Vista was for search before Google, or MySpace before Facebook. As will Metacritic fall like so many before it. What lasts is a solid game. A game that is fun, interesting, thought-provoking. A game that will echo long after a poor review score fades to black. Focus on the game, not the numbers. For more topics like this on indie games and indie game development, check out my website, blog.ericmhunter.net.